All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles. And every week we focus on various topics relating to mental health issues and my approach to our discussions, as well as therapy, as well as my life, is to take a more holistic approach, which means finding a sense of balance between focusing on body, mind, and spiritual issues. My basic belief is that unless you're dealing with all aspects of who we are as human beings, spiritually as well as emotionally, psychologically, psychically, physically, then the healing that we seek in therapy, in our lives, in any form that we're reaching for it, makes it more difficult to achieve. And throughout the months that I've been doing the show, which has been since last August, we've covered topics from depression to narcissism to spirituality and psychotherapy, gay and lesbian-related issues like coming out. And 2 weeks ago, we did a show about the porn industry and its impact on people in the sex industry. And last week, it was on cyber sex addiction. We do a lot of recovery programs. This is a show where it's really safe to talk about whatever's going on. And it's a live call-in show, and I'm doing the show tonight without a guest. I'm carrying it myself and hoping that there are some listeners out there that want to be the guest tonight to either talk about any issues that maybe you may be dealing with in relationships or anything you're trying to get clearer on in your life, or about tonight's topic. And tonight's topic is called barebacking, which is about unprotected sex and the dangers, the reasons, the so-called pleasures in it. It's a topic that if you're any conscious person in the gay community today, it's something that is talked about all the time. But I'm talking about it on this radio show because I think it's a consciousness that everyone needs to have. There's a lot of conflict about whether to use condoms, whether to teach people about using condoms, whether to reach out to teenagers and young adults about using condoms in their sexual behaviors or not. And to actually quote the Secretary of State, Colin Powell, in an article that was actually written in Echo Magazine out of Phoenix for the gay and lesbian community, titled Condom Sense, Powell Advocates Condom Use to Stop AIDS. And he's quoted, "It is important that the whole international community come together, speak candidly about it, forget about taboos, forget about conservative ideas with respect to what you should tell young people about," Powell told an MTV Music Channel audience. He goes on to say, "It's the lives of young people that are put at risk by unsafe sex, and therefore protect yourself." Now, obviously that's coming out of the Bush administration, and doesn't necessarily hold to the beliefs of the person that's living in the White House, but I think it's very important that when we're talking about safer sex, when we're talking about educating people about behaviors, it is important that we let go of religious beliefs and morals in terms of what we feel is right or wrong, whether it's about gay sex or whether it's heterosexual behavior amongst teenagers. These teenagers need to know that there are ways of taking care of themselves, ways of protecting themselves. And yes, abstinence certainly is one way to do that. But the reality is most teenagers are not going to stay abstinent until they get married. And I doubt that even George W. was a virgin when he got married. So it's hard for me to believe that most of these conservative folks who take this stance were virgins on their wedding nights and have the nerve to actually put young people's lives at risk by trying to avoid dealing with issues. Now, to me, you know, I've been involved with HIV, AIDS education, and counseling and stuff since the 80s. I've been in the front lines. I've been there for many friends, clients, colleagues, as well as dealt with my own panic and fear about intimacy and sex and sexuality, you know, whether I'm HIV positive, whether I'm not HIV positive, what's going on here. It adds a whole different dimension to the sexual experience, to intimacy issues, to relationship issues. And back in the early 90s, I actually started a organization called the International AIDS Project, and our focus was actually going into the former Soviet Union, Russia, and the other republics which are now republics, and start training programs, start working with the doctors, and we even were able to reach out to some of the gay community there that were just beginning to become visible in public, even though it was still very dangerous for them at the time. And we were actually going into schools to talk about sex and about AIDS, and most of the people there, you know, hadn't heard much about AIDS, hadn't met anyone or known anyone with it. You know, back in the 90s, there really were lower numbers there, but higher than they thought. They just weren't reporting it. And because they didn't have condoms, that there wasn't a major supply of condoms in the former Soviet Union, and I don't think there still is now, but at that time, you know, they were worried about finding food to put on the table, you know, so it was hard to advocate having them spend money on buying condoms to protect themselves from any disease or illness and to be conscious of that. And it allowed me to do something that I always thought was very important to do anyway, and something that I feel AIDS education has always missed the boat here in the West, which had to do with its focus has always been mainly technique, how to use a condom, when to use a condom, how to negotiate using a condom, why to use a condom. Instead of dealing with the real core issues that go on within all of us, which basically means connecting with that place inside of you that cares enough about you that you want to keep yourself healthy and well, connecting with that place inside of you that you have enough respect for the partner that you may be having sex with, even if it's an anonymous encounter, that you wouldn't want to put another human being at risk, whether or not you knew your own status, maybe you're carrying something else other than HIV, that there is enough of a sense of respect and valuing of life and health and well-being that it would just make total sense to use whatever tools, be it condoms or taking precautions not to exchange blood fluids and doing things that may not be as quote-unquote hot and passionate and sexy, but still demonstrates a concern for one's health, safety, and well-being. To me, it's where a lot of prevention and education stuff seems to be going more recently, partially because, I think, because it's not just the gay community that this education is going out to now, that it's the schools, it's the teenagers, it's, you know, other ethnic groups within the United States as opposed to the white homosexual population that was the main focus of a lot of the infections early on. So to me, we have an opportunity now to really raise a consciousness. We have an opportunity to really talk about self-esteem, communication skills, intimacy issues, all the things that any human being needs to be facing and dealing with and healing within themselves, whether it has to do with sexual behavior, whether it has to do with HIV prevention, STD prevention, whatever the issue is. Most people end up in therapy for the very same reasons I'm talking about: improving one's self-esteem, having better relationships, being able to communicate better, being more assertive, and the whole issue of being afraid that someone may not give you what you want if you refuse to use a condom, or if you even bring up the idea of, wait, where's the condom? That you're afraid that all of a sudden you may not get your orgasm, or you may not have this body next to you, or the person that you're attracted to will judge you in some way. So I've known a lot of people who have gone ahead and done something that they really can't believe they did, and it was not part of their value system, in spite of the fact that they were educated, knew better, and had a fear of transmission in the behaviors that they proceeded to participate in. Again, that's a mindset and an emotional sense of oneself that is not loving, is not taking care of oneself, is not caring enough about your present and even your future, to speak up, to set parameters, and to maintain the integrity of what you know and feel is best for you. Now, I know that there are people out there who are listening, and I hope you call in, that may even disagree with me, that may feel like I am advocating people not having fun in sex, or that I'm making people wrong who choose to bear back, or anything like that. To me, it's about education. To me, it's about giving people enough information to make conscious choices and to be honest with a partner so that the two people are making conscious choices. And in those conscious choices, to know that they come from a space that is loving and caring about one another. So I hope I hear from some of you as we continue talking about this issue of barebacking or having unprotected sex. And stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break. Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Are you one of the millions of people seeking sincere healing and balance? Are you interested in finding harmony through the natural methods rather than getting a prescribed quick fix that temporarily treats the symptoms rather than addressing the actual issue for good? Susan Hansen, host of The Healing Hour, has a private practice specializing in holistic healing as well as offering counseling sessions for individuals, couples, and families. Learn how to quickly and often painlessly find relief from a wide variety of physical and emotional issues and concerns through the natural process of free-flow energy healing. To check out a complete list of Susan's services, services, go to www.freeflow.bigstep.com. Susan Hansen's goal is to assist you in gently releasing and clearing energy blocks so you can return to the natural flow of energy that allows you to fully enjoy your life. That's why she offers a free 20-minute initial phone consultation to help you decide whether she's someone you'd like to work with. Call her at 602-401-4729. That number again, 602-401-4729. Or go to www.freeflow.bigstep.com. How about getting
Your business has to deal with two important issues. You have to keep ahead of your customers' needs, and you also have to be attentive to the needs of your employees. To better understand the dynamics of the workplace, tune into The Carter Hardin Show on Tuesdays at noon. Carter Hardin will tap into the provocative current issues in the workplace that impact both employees and employers. What do you need to know as an employee? What do you need to know as a boss? Find out when you tune into The Carter Hardin Show on Tuesdays at noon on Hot Talk 1100
KFMX.
Nicolato Fountains in Phoenix reminds listeners blood supplies are now at their lowest in 30 years. If you're healthy, give the gift of life by giving the gift of blood. It's painless, takes little time, is totally safe, and you can help save a life. This message from Nicolato Fountains at 518 North 24th Street in Phoenix. Taking pride in creating exquisite water fountains made from imported durable Mexican stone lasting 25 or more years to beautify and enhance businesses, hotels, malls, homes, and more. Call 602-275-4326. That's 602-275-4326.
You're listening to Hot Talk 1100 KFNX with Don Imus in the morning from 5 to 9 a.m. and the Tom Likas Show from 4 to 8 p.m.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. And tonight's topic is barebacking, unprotected sex, dangers, reasons, and pleasures. And this is a live call-in show, so if you're moved to contribute to the topic tonight or have something else you would like to ask in terms of mental health issues, feel free to call in. The number is 1-866-277-5369. Toll free 1-866-277-5369, and if you're in the local Phoenix area, it's 602-277-5369. There was an article this week, which actually was part of what stimulated my decision to pick this topic, even though it's one that I deal with all the time in terms of the community I'm in and the clients that I see. The article was in the March 14th edition of the Gay and Lesbian Times out of San Diego, and the title of the article is Stop, in the Name of Intimacy, the Alarming Culture of Bareback Sex, and the article is written by Ryan Girac, and I'll be actually quoting a bit from this article tonight because I think it makes some very powerful statements. Now, the article defines barebacking as the willful practice of engaging in condomless sex, the willful practice of engaging in condomless sex. And a more intense definition was intentionally setting out to have anal sex without a condom with someone who is not a partner, which means that it's not unintentional or situational unsafe sex, or it's not a conscious decision that you're in a relationship and you know that both of you are HIV negative and you know that you're committed and monogamous and you choose not to use condoms because you feel safe in that and there's no need for that kind of protection. So, or in some cases, both partners decide because they're both HIV positive that there's no risk of HIV infection, although some people would argue that there's still the risk of other infections with a compromised immune system, which we'll talk about. Beyond, I mean, that's the definition of barebacking in this article. But I want to expand that. Basically, this article is really written about men who have sex with men, whether they identify as gay, bisexual, or just that they're men who have sex with men. But the controversy expands beyond that to the lack of education and the lack of availability of condoms and sex education and transmission education that a lot of people in this country would prefer not to give teenagers, not to make condoms available to them, not to make common sense educational stuff available around STD and HIV transmission, sexual practices, things like that, even for teenagers and young adults or even older adults who are having sex, heterosexual sex or gay sex, but don't have the education or the condoms, and those they're getting infected too. Or let's face it, the condoms were originally invented in order to avoid pregnancy. So, you know, gay men, I get the sense that gay men who say, well, it's just not as intimate, it's not as pleasurable. Heterosexuals have been using condoms for centuries or however long they've been around in order to avoid pregnancy. And dealing with that and adapting their passion and their pleasure for the sake of safety in terms of pregnancy, I don't think it's that unreasonable to consider that an infection that potentially is life-threatening, despite the fact that some people believe that HIV is something that can be, just cared for now without it progressing into anything. And the truth is a lot of these cocktails are not working for everyone, and people are still dying from complications of AIDS. And people who have compromised immune systems are getting things like chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, hepatitis C, which is deadly for many people. I heard today that Pamela Anderson is being treated for hepatitis C, and it's a very serious thing. It doesn't mean it's always deadly, but it's certainly a more dangerous form of the hepatitis virus than the other ones from what we see. And when you have HIV on top of it, any of these infections can cause even more problems. In fact, there was a quote in here by someone that they interviewed for this article, and I'll read a little bit of this. Milton stood with a booted foot on the fire pit and a cigarette hanging from his mouth in the cool Southern California night, his T-shirt hanging from a back pocket. I never, let me repeat that for you so you get it right, I never use a condom. Knowing glances caressed him, a group of six gathered at one of L.A.'s sex clubs patio evidently shared his defiance of STD HIV prevention messages, which insist they wear protection every time they have sex. The group gradually melted away and into the dark interior to do it raw. Jamie lives close to San Francisco and has been HIV positive for 12 years since he was 22. He spoke on condition that only his first name be used, but wanted desperately to tell his story. I bear it back because I had the biggie. What could hurt me more than HIV? I was already HIV positive. Was I wrong? When I started getting the eruptions in my rectum, I hoped I would die. The pain was that bad, he said. It got so bad I stopped eating because that meant defecating. I lost 40 pounds and landed in the hospital and now full-blown AIDS and dehydration, all because of chlamydia. Who the fuck ever heard of chlamydia? The reports of barebacking, the willful practice of engaging in condomless sex, have permeated the media for the past several years. It appears that despite prevention messages, the practice is not going away. That's just an example of a compromised immune system making one much more vulnerable to other things. And, you know, the people that are thinking, well, you know, I already have HIV, or HIV is not such a terrible thing to get these days. The other infections and the other problems that people have when their immune system's compromised can be so much more painful and even deadly than the HIV itself. And again, that's one of the things that people need to be more conscious about when they're considering playing with fire like this, and I do believe it's playing with fire. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that people have a right to choose whatever they want to do with their own bodies. And we'll talk about choice when we come back after this break.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break. Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Are you stuck?
Are you in pain?
Are you uncomfortable?
Are you tired?
Are you unhappy?
Are you frustrated because of it?
Then contact Dr. Scott Looper. Dr. Looper has been there. Dr. Looper knows. That's why he became the naturopathic physician he is today, specializing in all aspects of alternative and integrative health care, from acupuncture, arthritis, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia to osteoporosis. For your optimal nutritional health, contact Dr. Scott Looper at 907-451-7100. That's 907-451-7100.
The National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence provides the community with a wide range of services for individuals suffering from the disease of chemical dependency. NCADD maintains a non-judgmental atmosphere with professional counselors that are trained to help with issues of anger, frustration, and the overpowering feeling of helplessness that are common to both the addict and those affected by their behavior. The council also offers outpatient gender-specific treatment groups for chemical dependency. Call them at 602-264-6214, extension 4, for more information about their complete realm of services. That's 602-264-6214. 64-6214, extension 4.
Have you received a copy of the current Desert Shamrock? The Desert Shamrock is Arizona's only Irish paper serving the Celtic community. It was founded in 1990 and covers news in Ireland as well as news and local events in the Irish communities of Arizona. Additionally, you will find Irish book reviews and Irish music reviews, Irish sports, the Irish in America, updates on the progress of the Irish Cultural Center, the Shamrock calendar, and the Celtic directory of all the organizations around the state. For a complimentary copy, call 602-242-3203. Soon you will find www.ZesertShamrock.com. But for now, go to www.PhoenixIrishFestival.com and click on sponsors and then click on the Shamrock.
Here's your current Hot Talk 1100 KFNX weather forecast, heard at the top and bottom of every hour. You're listening to Hot Talk 1100 KFNX with Don Imus in the morning from 5 to 9 a.m. and the Tom Likas Show from 4 to 8 p.m.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles, and we're talking tonight about unprotected sex, barebacking as it's referred to in many circles, And this is a live call-in show. If you are so inclined, we would love to get some calls from you at 1-866-277-5369. Now, I also know that there are a number of people that do listen each week who are a little shy about calling in, because I know I get some emails from some of you commenting about the show or asking questions, asking me to help you find some referrals if you're from the Phoenix area, things like that. I always welcome those emails and stuff. But again, stretch your boundaries if you're a little bit shy, but have a question or have something to say, or you're afraid of some things that we're talking about, or have an opinion that even disagrees with mine, which is perfectly okay. My clients do it all the time. You know, feel free to call in. You know, stretch yourself. Take a risk. Pick up the phone. That's 1-866-277-5369. I just started mentioning the concept of choice. I'm very respectful of people being allowed to make choices when it's coming from an educated place, where it's coming from a place that is not ego-driven and fear-based, but a higher thought. And people can define that in a lot of ways, and a lot of people would think that anybody who was having sex without condoms in these days were not coming from a higher place. But, you know, I don't necessarily believe that entirely. But there are a lot of people that, you know, are making decisions and making choices that are not educated, that are coming from emotional places, that are not really loving and taking care of themselves. To quote the article again, Stop in the Name of Intimacy, the Alarming Culture of Bareback Sex, which is in the March 14th edition of the Gay and Lesbian Times out of San Diego. Ryan Garrick writes, "We were recently involved in a little bit of research in looking at safe sex practices, more with like gonorrhea, chlamydia, and other STDs. One of the researchers named Lee said that from his experience, he has seen men who have sex with men in their mid-30s and older, if not admitting to willful unsafe sex practices, then longing for the days when safe sex was not an issue. Those of you in my generation remember those days before HIV. And, you know, we didn't need to think in those terms. And he quotes here, "I think they do tend to probably be older, or they're people who have lived longer with HIV who have gotten tired of having to be abstinent all these years and hearing the same messages about wearing condoms and this and that. Some patients certainly feel that they wish they could go back to the old days when people didn't have to be safe. They wanted to be able to have that sexual freedom to have sex the way they used to have sex without condoms. So part of it, this upsurge in this, is fatigue factor. People like myself who have been through the epidemic since the 80s and have lost so many people, there's a lot of people, and I've gone through periods like this myself, of such intense grief and such intense exhaustion from this whole journey that we've been on, that sometimes we just don't care. Sometimes we just give up. Sometimes we just want to numb. We don't want to feel this anymore. Sometimes we're feeling the emptiness of the circles of friends and loved ones that are just no longer here. And that's part of the element of, I think, some of the older people that are choosing, even with all the education that they have, all the experience that they've had, to not use condoms." The article goes on to say, "That desire, which is not to use condoms, is counterbalanced, however, with a sense of responsibility to others," the researcher Lee said. "There are always those issues of, I think, guilt for some people in regards to barebacking, but I think especially in those who do it, they feel that as long as they are upfront with the other person, whether you're talking about HIV status or not, that as long as the other person consents, it's okay to do that. I think that the people who admit to barebacking at least probably feel that it's not their responsibility as long as it's with another consenting adult and they know that risk, they know what risks they're taking. They don't worry too much about it. Now, again, I agree that educated consenting adults have a right to choose what risks they take and what they expose themselves to. But I also know as a therapist, and by the way, a therapist that for about 16 hours every week is on site in 3 gay bathhouses doing counseling with the men that are in there, those that choose to come in to talk to me. And there are tremendous amounts of emotional issues that even an educated consenting adult is still being clouded to a certain extent by that fatigue factor, by grief, by shame, by self-esteem issues, all these other things. So yes, it could be two consenting adults, but it doesn't mean it's two conscious consenting adults. Consciousness with a capital C, which means somebody who has a sense of self-care and self-love and a sense of balance and peace with who they are in the world. There's a lot of angst that goes on, and I'm not saying in everyone, but, you know, just because somebody knows you're HIV positive and is still saying it's okay not to use a condom doesn't mean there aren't a lot of extenuating circumstances. And yes, those individuals are personally responsible for healing those issues within themselves before making decisions or taking risks like that. Doesn't mean they do. But I do believe that I have a responsibility also to be conscious of the position I'm asking someone else to be in and whether they are vulnerable and whether they are easily manipulated and whether they are so low in self-esteem and that I could get them to do anything I want them to do because I know which ones to pick and I know who I could get to do it the way I want to do it. There are people with great antenna like that can do that. The article goes on also to talk about this rebellious aspect of why people might choose to bareback. And it quotes, partly it may be a little bit of rebelliousness act for some people, the research continues. It's kind of a way for them to assert their power, so to speak. It's a little bit disturbing, but I always feel that it's a person's choice to do what they choose to. As a healthcare provider, it's certainly not something that we promote, but I'm very much of the idea that life is all about choices, which gets back to it. But the article mentions in a number of places here this issue of rebellion. It's kind of like when you tell a little kid not to put his hand in the cookie jar, those cookies are going to disappear sooner or later. That kid's going to go and find a way to get his hand in the cookie jar. You keep telling teenagers and young adults, don't have unprotected sex, well, all of a sudden, that looks a little bit sexier to them not to use the condoms. So there is the issue of rebelliousness in terms of people making choices of that. The sense of power that comes from knowledge is also talked about in the article. But again, when you're giving people the knowledge, the facts, that transmission can be prevented through the use of condoms, that body fluids carry HIV, that there are other STDs that people can prevent, that you need to be conscious in terms of looking for symptoms on your own, you need to go for medical checkups on a regular basis, you need to take care of yourself in terms of sleep, exercise, diet, nutrition, spiritual practice, all those things. That kind of knowledge, to me, is power. If you choose to empower yourself with it. There are a lot of people that have this information, and myself included sometimes. Even though I know better, there are things that I do that I can't believe, and I look back and say, I can't believe I did that. And again, it gets back to personal responsibility. What do you do with the knowledge that you have? And we're going to talk more about that after the next break. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Make your child's next birthday party one that he or she will remember for the rest of their lives. Make it a Moon Jump party. Arizona Moon Jump has the Valley's greatest selection of interactive play equipment. Monster truck moon jumps, medieval castle moon jumps, dolphins, dalmatians, dinosaurs, giraffes. They even have one that looks like the birthday cake itself. And they're not as expensive as you think. A 13x13 moon jump starts at only $90 for 4 hours. That's a lot of jumping for the buck. Arizona Moon Jump also has a variety of other party starters, such as dunk tanks, super slides, snow cone and cotton candy machines, helium tanks, margarita machines, karaoke, and much more. For a complete list, call Arizona Moon Jump and Party Equipment Rentals at 623-877-5685. That's 623-877-5685. Birthday parties can't last forever, but memories can.
One voice can get the point across. Two voices are stronger. Now add more and more, and we are stronger than ever. That's the power of a community coalition. They help community groups fight to keep kids away from drugs. It's easy to get involved. Visit helpyourcommunity.org to find out how your group can help. That's helpyourcommunity.org, because you get more
when you get together.
Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
This is Hot Talk.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. And I've been talking a lot tonight about sex. Actually, it's been the theme of a number of shows recently. We did a show on the porn industry about 2 weeks ago, and last week was on cyber sex addiction. And this week it's on a different type of sexual behavior called barebacking or unprotected sex, which can be one way to define barebacking is intentionally setting out to have anal sex without a condom with someone who is not a partner. In other words, someone that you don't know their status. Or the willful practice of engaging in condomless sex. Now, we're talking about men who have sex with men in a lot of ways, but this is no less important for heterosexual sex, whether it's a one-night stand, whether it's someone you just started dating and you've begun to have sex already. You know, women can transmit any diseases to men. Men can transmit them to women, including HIV, including hepatitis, including gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, all that. And so this is not just an issue of men who have sex with men. This is not just an issue of the gay community. This is an issue of the consciousness that we do in terms of reaching out into our public schools to educate the students, so that they can grow up to be adults who are more conscious and taking better care of themselves, who have a different sense of values that say intimacy is also important and my body is important to take care of and how I treat others and treat myself is important in terms of the decisions that I make. To continue, there is some other really good material in this article that I've been referring to from the Gay and Lesbian Times out of San Diego, the March 14th edition, and it's an article called Stop in the Name of Intimacy, The Alarming Culture of Bareback Sex by Ryan Gierick. And he writes, Tom Coates heads up the STD Prevention Studies Program for University of California in San Francisco. He has long been a national spokesperson for HIV and STD prevention advocates seeking to place the absolutist philosophy of condom use at all times and in every situation into perspective for most men. He quotes, "We must develop a message that rests on a tripod of responsibility for others, altruism or a selfless interest in the well-being of others, and self-interest in our own sexual health," he said. That's something that I was referring to earlier. He feels that talking about only one virus has shot prevention efforts in the foot. He quotes, "We need to talk about the sexual health of people, not just HIV. Eric Rolfes agrees, "When prevention is based on one virus, those with it see anything else as unimportant. Likewise, a focus on substance abuse and its connection with HIV becomes ineffective. Saying that, if you abuse alcohol or drugs, you'll get HIV, just makes those who already have HIV laugh. Instead, we need to talk about sexual health as a part of the whole person's health." I'm going to say that again because this is part of what I believe needs to get into the schools as well as adults who were never taught growing up how to talk about sex. We need to talk about sexual health as part of the whole person's health. The message becomes instead, if you use drugs or catch an STD or HIV, all these bad things will happen to you. That makes more compelling argument, Ruff said. Ruffus believes that condom-only prevention messages, while potent in the crisis of a decade ago, are now meaningless or worse, create more disease. Quote, "By making unprotected sex taboo, we made it more enticing to men who see themselves as sexual renegades." And he goes on to say some of the same things I referred to earlier. It's the rebellion. You tell someone they can't do something, and they're going to do it. The only way to combat disease and nurture men who have sex with men, sexual health, is through shifting funding streams to a focus on sexual values in our culture and then on the health issues that arise because of them. Now again, this is about sex education for everyone. We saw in the 80s, in the early 90s, a tremendous decrease within the gay community of transmission of HIV because of education that was put out there. And again, it is part of the fatigue factor that some people are rebelling against it, but we know that it worked. And now, for whatever reasons, because what I just read and the things that I was saying earlier, I believe that because we weren't addressing the issues of self-esteem and sexual health and communication skills and intimacy issues and all that, because we focus so much on just the technical issues around how to use a condom and when to use a condom, we miss the boat. And as we expand that education within the gay community, within the African American community, the Latino community, the other populations that are showing an extreme increase in HIV infection. This also has to be done in the schools, teenagers. And I know all of these are locations culturally where people don't like talking about sex, don't like dealing with this, people just keep it all in the closet and all inside. We'll come back for a few minutes of some closing thoughts after this break, so stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Hi, this is Kenny Kemp. You know, fathers are the most maligned people in America today. There are hardly any examples of loving, competent dads in the media. And this is a shame, because no one in a young man's life is more important than his father. I know, because I had a great one. I've written a book about my father called Dad Was a Carpenter. Last year it won the National Self-Published Book Award. My friend Michael Medved called it moving and intimate. Scott Peck, author of The Road Less Traveled, said it was extremely well written. But I just said, it's fitting praise for a great man who didn't know he was. People all across the country are discovering Dad Was a Carpenter, and it's changing the way they look at their fathers. Dad Was a Carpenter is available at all major bookstores, or visit my website at kennykemp.com. And if you don't pick up the book, then at least pick up the phone and call the old man. Tell him thanks. He'll be pleasantly surprised.
Sake, Megan, what were you thinking? You don't know what you took? You don't know who gave it to you? All right, please, just stay where you are and I'll pick you up.
Sooner or later, you may have to have a talk with your teenager about the dangers of a drug called ecstasy.
What do you mean you don't know where you are?
We recommend Sooner.
Call 1-888-412-8272 for more information. A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free Arizona and America.
You're listening to Hot Talk 1100 KFNX with Don Imus in the morning from 5 to 9 a.m. and the Tom Likas Show from 4 to 8 p.m.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to some closing thoughts on tonight's topic on barebacking on protected sex. I've been talking a lot about HIV and STD transmission tonight through unprotected sex or barebacking, particularly within the gay male community. I've been also trying to really make the point that this is an issue of grave importance to educate our teenagers today who have an increasingly higher numbers of HIV transmission. I also mentioned that the Latino and African American communities are finding an explosion of HIV infection out there, and again, are just now beginning to learn how to talk about sex publicly and deal with these issues. I don't want to forget that our senior citizens are just as at risk. Now, most would say, what are you talking about? I have a client that I started seeing a number of months ago who came to me in a very depressed state. This woman is in her 60s and is HIV positive. And she was infected by her husband, who passed away a few years ago. And he was infected by having unprotected sex with a prostitute, not telling her about it. And, of course, she didn't think there was any reason for the two of them to be using condoms at their age. She didn't worry about pregnancy, and she certainly had no idea that he was having sex with prostitutes. And soon after she found out that he was ill and was diagnosed with AIDS, she got tested and found that she was also. She loved him and nursed him through his illness and his death. And this is not an unusual situation, that education at retirement villages and nursing homes, this is just as important. And there's dating and there's sex going on. My mother actually is 79 years old, and 8 months ago met a guy who's 85, and they just moved in together. And, you know, love comes at all stages of life, and sexuality is there at all stages of life to varying degrees. But the ability to take care of oneself and to be conscious is no less important for our senior citizens than it is for our teenagers. So I just really want everyone to be very conscious of that, to talk to your parents and grandparents, as well as be concerned about talking to your kids. Before we close tonight, I want to thank Liz Massey, who is the managing editor of Echo Magazine in Phoenix, for a really wonderful article she did about the show, Tell the Truth Faster. It's in the current edition of Echo Magazine, which you can get in Phoenix, or you can find on the website, echomag.com, and you'll be able to get it also on my website, tellthetruthfaster.com, where all our previous shows, and this one will be in about a week, archived, so you can go back and listen to any show. I want to thank you all for listening tonight, and if you've been listening, I would love your comments and some emails, and feel free to let me know what you think of how the show's been going and any suggestions you may have. Thanks for listening, and have a great week. Good night.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.